Welcome, Fight fans, to What's on Fight, the podcast that watches random wrestling shows on the Fight app and reports it all back to you. I am the host, Finn Fish, and I got a co-host. His name is Mr. Fourth Row. Hey, what's up?
Not much. How are you doing? How was your week?
Shoes. I think it went I skipped it.
You skipped it.
Just relaxing weekend. I didn't do too much. So no good shows are on, all on holiday vacation. So I watch a lot of wrestling. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
So I caught up on all my wrestling at least. How about you? How'd your week go?
Well, this past Saturday, attended Rocky Mountain Pro TV taping for December. It was a very good show. Had a lot of stuff going on, some really craziness, so little foreshadowing, some really unique stuff once again, but that probably won't be until 4 or 5 episodes down the way, since they record about 3 hours worth of television at every taping, and they're, you know, a little behind because of their contract fallout with that other TV channel that they're not on, but now that they are on. Got to talk to Vince Russo, actually, for about 7 minutes at the show. We just kind of BS'd about the fascination of comic books and about albums, you know, old records, LPs, things like that. So that was kind of cool. And I gave him a shout out that it was nice talking to him, and he retweeted that on Twitter. So that was actually kind of cool. So got a little brush of fame there, you know, somebody that pretty much everybody that follows wrestling, even behind the scenes, well, actually even in front of the scenes, in front of the camera, should know. And once again, still getting recognized by the wrestlers at the promotion. Didn't even have to be the first person to say hi to a couple of the wrestlers there. They were actually the first people to say hi to me at the event. So that was kind of cool. So getting that name recognition at the taping. So that's kind of cool to see. Other than that, just continuing my leagues in volleyball today, which actually doesn't really sound like it. Actually started wearing off by the time this recording. Had a little bit of dental work done, got some fillings done, got my first in my life root canal and crown. So that's always kind of fun. Actually wasn't too bad, just time consuming, but I'm here for you guys, for the listeners. Dedication.
Right on. This upcoming weekend, I got a pretty busy weekend. NXT is going to be in town this Saturday. I don't know if I'm attending the show yet, but that night is Freak Show Wrestling. Still don't know if I'm attending that show. And then we got the WWE pay-per-view Sunday. So still a lot of big wrestling weekend out in Vegas for me, since I go to a viewing party to watch all the WWE live events at Sam's Town. Cheap plug, another plug for Sam's Town there.
Your favorite venue.
Yeah, they show all the WWE pay-per-views on 3 large movie theater style screens, and it's fun. Beer's cheap, especially on Sundays when football season is going on. So it's always good to get cheap, easy beer.
Yeah, and I like that. I like that there's somewhere like that to do. I would always suggest people, if you have an opportunity to do something like that, to attend a place like that, to go ahead and do that, because you can maybe meet new friends, things of that nature. I know when I had a few friends still that lived in my area, Hooters always did the pay-per-views, even though it was still kind of hard to listen to. We did go every once in a while, but now that I don't really have any friends I watch the pay-per-views in attendance with, I just watch it at home on the network, cheap plug, you know, that's about it. So, but that is kind of cool. I'd like that there's somewhere like that for you to do that.
Yeah, and then let's, before even, usually we give our shout-outs at the end of the show, but this one, I want to give to the beginning. That's to Fully Loaded Wrestling. They listened to the show, and they had some feedback. about our coat rack that we thought it was. I thought it was a coat rack.
Yep.
They corrected us.
Yep, and I guessed it correctly. I thought it was possibly some GoPro mounts. And that's what they said it was. They said, those are GoPro mounts, fellas. And I was like, well, cool. So we got it right. We would like to still see some footage once they start using those and incorporate them into their show. That would be kind of nice because, you know, I don't think we've seen anybody use any GoPro cameras yet. We've just had main camera angles and handhelds, but no GoPros yet.
Yeah, no GoPros. So, you know, it's going to be something different, something cool, but I like that they, you know, at least said something about it, you know, because we did say a lot of crazy stuff about that show, and at least they corrected us on, you know, on that aspect of it.
Right.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
And the nice thing is that they are out there, they're actively recording shows, they are out there on Twitter and social media and everything like that. So that is nice to know that we're watching a promotion that is still currently in production. And of course they can only get better and everything and just get their product, you know, tweaked to make it look really good.
Yeah. Oh, so, you ready to start this?
Yeah, let's go ahead and start our, review for this week, which is, GXW Ground Zero Wrestling. We watched episodes number 1 and 2.
And it's funny because like zero with a what?
Yeah, kind of like Xerox. So when we were typing, for example, for me, when I was typing out the show notes for today, my tablet wanted to correct zero with the X to Xerox. It's like, no, it's zero.
I guess. Oh, wow. I see why they did that. There's already, just looking this up right now. There's already an organization. Oh, no. There's some affiliation with Ground Zero Wrestling. So they couldn't name it. It's GZWA, Ground Zero Wrestling Association. And, yeah, so that's probably why they couldn't do it. They got some fame. Oh, look like everyone here is a fan. I don't think this is even real. Okay.
Yeah. So, what I found out about this promotion, looks like they are based in Richmond, Virginia. Little foreshadowing for one of the wrestlers that was in the first episode. She happens, I believe, to be also from that area. So that's pretty interesting. Their website is, well, this kind of goes into the episode a little bit. Their website that was printed on their ring posts actually forwards to a GoDaddy parked domain. So they probably need to fix that, or they had probably some kind of weird issues. So if you do a search for the actual promotion, you will their website show said gxwnation.com, but then it goes to groundzerowrestling.com. It forwards to it automatically, which then goes to that parked domain with GoDaddy. Mm-hmm. But then if you look it up, you can actually find their website, which I believe was gogxw.com. Which then you can actually find their website. Good looking website. They need to tweak a little things, honestly, in my opinion, because they have events, which has like some old events. But then if you go to the news, they're showing what they've kind of got somewhat upcoming. So that probably needs to be tweaked, maybe flip-flopped or something like that. Just my opinion. You know, sometimes I'm just on those little details, that's just kind of my little pet peeves, just looking at those little details. But other than that, the roster looks really good. Graphics on that is really good. Shows a lot of the people. So, yep.
All right. Yeah. So, let's just like kick off this show with our first sighting. Our 9 episodes in, we finally get to see it. We finally get a basketball hoop.
Well, I think we actually got 2.
I seen 2. So that was the first one wasn't bad. it was at least it was had a white backboard, and it's like, okay, at least it blends in a little. I can still see the hoop, but the backboard's white because the walls are white.
Yeah.
Then they, off to the right hand side, they had a glass basketball hoop or see through basketball right. rim and or backboard and rim, and I was like, ah, that's distracting as shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so it looks like that this was probably held in a school gym just because of the basketball, and you could see all the industrial ventilation and things of that nature. So that's what it looked like to me. My suggestion to them, if they're listening, is on if they continue to film in this location, on that backboard that's centered, put your darn banner on there. Since you don't have your graphic on the video, a little bug or anything like that, you don't have anything on your ring apron, put one of the banners that you have on your entranceway or something to right on that backboard. You know, get your logo there on that screen full time. Yeah. That's just my suggestion.
Yeah, and camera angle, oh, shit.
A little tough.
The handhelds were great. I thought they were did a fabulous job, but I felt the camera was too far away. The main camera was a little far away to see any of the action, and then it looked like two different, totally different cameras when from the main camera to the handheld cameras, which had maybe a better quality. So that was I got annoying.
Yeah. The handheld cameras, though, to me, seemed like the operator zoomed in a little bit. They just weren't framing the entire action in the ring. So maybe if they can work on that a little bit. It wasn't too bad, but I'd like to see that they would just zoom out just a smidgen just to frame the action to see what's going on. Because sometimes you could see one wrestler and then the other wrestler you would only see like their arms or something, like they had them in a submission hold or something like that. So just maybe work on that a little bit. But other than that, they were good. It was good to see handheld cameras in a promotion like this.
Yeah. And the audio. Holy crap.
the audio was tough. Yeah, the commentators were a little low to begin with. And then when they were trying to talk over the wrestlers' ring entrances, you could barely hear anything they said. So when they were trying to make their comments or descriptions about the wrestlers that were coming to the ring, it was tough, very tough.
And another thing, oh man, this announcer was the shits. this guy was not prepared for anything. I think he botched everyone's name.
Yep, he botched every time he did some announcing, he botched everybody's name. So, but maybe that was planned. I don't know.
He'd have been planning on ass whooping because he messed up a lot of names. Let's see. You say that the announce tables too close to you?
Yeah, I thought the announce table they had set right at ringside on one of the corners. And when they threw one of the wrestlers out at one of the matches, well, actually, I believe it was actually this first match, the women's match, the one woman was actually dumped right on the table. So I thought maybe it was a little too close. Maybe they should try to back away just a little bit. That's just my opinion, because they could still, if they want to use the announce table to throw somebody through or bang the person, another wrestler's head off or something like that, you still can do it, offsetting the announce table off a little bit, like a lot of promotions do. That's just my thought on that.
All right, and then the opening scene, I thought was like, I really thought it was pretty awesome. Then I, after watching the both episodes, I was like, that's kind of shitty. Using TNA footage of TNA wrestlers and then mixing in their footage. It wasn't even the same quality. It was just like...
Yeah.
Oh.
It was awkward.
I was like, wow, they got this person? Oh, who's that guy? They got this person? Who's that guy? I couldn't tell on their footage who their people were. I just knew all the big names, Gunner and Mickey James, you know, a few others. So, but let's get into the first match. Yes. Which is Mickey James versus, Rena Michaels or Renee Michaels.
Renee Michaels. No. It's Renee Michelle. That's the first botch by the announcer, and Renee definitely let him have it on that.
For the GXW women's title, which was held by no one.
No one, yep.
Oh, man. And the referee of this match was the famous Earl Hebner.
TNA Hall of Famer Earl Hebner.
I guess some choice words for Earl Hebner. Oh my gosh.
And he was wearing his TNA Impact referee shirt.
That's that nice.
That had the Impact patch on it and had the TNA Hall of Fame logo patch on it too. So that was a little strange.
I like this Mickey James entrance. They played her hardcore country theme song from TNA.
I love that song. I actually do. I mean, yeah.
But she popped out of the curtains with, I don't know, the pipes holding up curtains.
This way, yeah.
And then she got a big reaction. And then she looked around like, what the hell? Went back in the curtains and popped out again.
Yeah, so did a double take.
Yeah. So, and she went over there to give Santa. He showed up for this match.
Yep, Santa Claus was in attendance. Yeah. Don't know if Mickey was naughty or nice, but he got a hug from her, and she got a hug for him. So could have been maybe a little bit of both. Maybe she was naughty and nice.
Uh-oh.
I'll have to break right here. I actually do like Mickey James a lot. I especially like, and I'm not ashamed to say it, I think she's got a great booty. So that's just my opinion. So she's got great assets.
Oh, wow. And Renee, I was like, man, she is a very good looking woman.
Yeah.
Why isn't she in the WWE? I think I've seen her somewhere and I look it up and she's not. And then Monday night, guess who shows up during a New Day celebration? She's like, hey, I know that lady. I think I know her.
Yeah.
I had to look around and I found her. It was her. But it was, this match was, I don't know if this match or the next match was the best match, but this is good, a very good match. A lot of psychiatry, Renee, playing up the heel thing, you know, didn't want to attack Mickey James, running, hiding out, a lot of heel tactics. So.
Yeah, it was very, very well fought match. It was very, I thought they both performed very well. It just shows when you got somebody that's, a very decent wrestler, and Renee Michelle, and somebody that's a really good, you know, seasoned professional, as in Mickey James, what they can do in the ring. I mean, yeah.
And then Renee's, like, the commentary was decent at best.
Yeah.
They tried not to get along, but then they were getting along, but it seemed a little bit more forced. Renee goes for the a regular clothesline, another regular clothesline, and then the commentator says she hits a double clothesline. I had to note that. I'm like, what the hell is a double clothesline? Maybe a forearm shot or a hammer, or, you know, the Polish hammer attack, but...
Yeah, or
Renee hits a. How does she hit a double clothesline on another girl who is not a double clothesline when you clothesline each other or you clothesline two other people?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? So it's more like a crossbody, more of a flying forearm.
Right. Yeah. That's what I was thinking, more of kind of a half crossbody, you know, slam or whatever they call it. Yeah. That's what it kind of was more to me, because I was like, what, double clothesline isn't. To me, is not what they called it. So
yeah, it's like the when Renee had thrown Mickey James out of the ring, and then Mickey James disappeared underneath the ring. And I guess they're looking for a Hornswoggle here.
That's what they were mentioning. She might be down there with Hornswoggle.
And then Mickey James comes out off of the other side of the ring, and then boots Michelle out of the ring, and she was like, "Hey, ref, she kicked me." she did good here. And then, now, you ready for the finish of this?
Yes.
Okay, Renee has a Mickie James into a sunset flip, but Renee grabs the ropes. Oh, Heppner counts to 3, I believe.
Right.
And Renee still does not release the ropes. Earl Heppner kicks Renee's hands off the ropes. Mickie James reverses that into a pin. And Mickie James is the winner. The new GXW women's champion.
Yep.
Bullshit. 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 Because Renee's unhappy. Mickie James does a little thing and she leaves. Renee is pissed at Earl Heppner. And they get into a little bit of a tussle.
Yeah, they push each other.
And then Renee swings. He dodges. I don't know.
Ducks,
just doesn't even get hit by this punch. Earl Heppner grabs her and then kisses her and he leaves.
Yeah.
This fucker's looking to get himself over. I seen him do this maneuver all the time, anywhere and everywhere. I know what it is and how it works, but come on, man. You already screwed the lady. You can't put your hands on the talent for one.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's how he got to be in the TNA Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Oh, shoes. I just don't like when they disqualify the person. No ref, you know, if she's not going to let go, then you just disqualify her. Don't kick her hand. And then, oh, she's getting pinned and you're just like, okay, 1, 2. Like, oh, you should be like, oh no, I did something wrong. Like, at least a little bit of hesitation instead of running straight into the mat or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I don't like that. It makes no sense to do that to a, you know, to a performer. Let Mickie James hit that move, or at least let Mickie James, you know, not get a 2 count on that instance, and then have Mickie hit a big time, her, you know, hit her DDT, and then pin her. So at least it's not as bad, you know.
Yeah, let her hit her finisher.
Let her hit her finisher instead of for the title.
Especially, like, especially when the title's not being held by anybody. That just kind of would elevate the title a little bit, in my opinion.
Yeah. And then match number 2, or they had a backstage vignette, which this dude looked like a dork. Johnny Roulette. Oh, why did I say Royale? Johnny Roulette. Johnny Roulette sounds a lot better, but Johnny Roulette looks like he does not look like a wrestler.
If you have the name Johnny Roulette, you think Vegas, you know, or gambling, something like that. To me, he'd look like a very skinny ripoff of the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Yeah, and then he had a New York accent.
Yeah.
He had a cowboy hat, a New York hat. New York accent. Oh, my gosh.
So did his valet, Vanity.
Vanity?
New York accent, too.
I'm going to pass on Vanity. I'm not going to be mean on her. And then they were walking somewhere. And then they run into Father Time. I mean, this is pretty good because they're like, Johnny Roulette, hey, how's it going? Hey, I'm Father Time. Okay, who are you? Oh, that's right, you do my theme song. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
that was a little weird.
I think it was pretty cool. At least they met the people who sung his theme song. I guess it's his favorite wrestler. He sung a song about him and they use it. Yeah. Or he's a music producer. And then the black steel. I don't want to call him Steel Panther, but it's the Black Steel Tiger bumps into Roulette here and didn't say nothing, just bumps into him from behind.
Yeah.
And just keeps walking. He should have got his ass kicked. Excuse me or something. Jeez.
Yeah. There was nothing.
There was nothing. He just like bumps him. Looks and just keep walking. Oh, who's the heel? I don't know which guy's the heel. They just referenced Johnny Roulette as a bad guy. He likes him because he's a Father Time likes him because he's a bad guy. But you get someone else just bumping into him, not saying a word, and then just keeps moving. So, is this even a match? I don't know. What do you want to call this?
So this backstage segment, I guess, set up a match without really saying anything, because then we get match number two, we think. Because it was more like a music video or a highlight of the match set up like a music video. Very, very strange.
Yeah, with Johnny Roulette's theme song sung by Father Time to be played in a loop. I don't know, but...
Yeah, and then this highlight rap match reel, one thing I noticed right away was, where's the referee?
There was no ref.
There was no referee.
I think I seen one person in the crowd who probably accidentally wasn't supposed to be there, because there's nobody in the crowd.
Yeah, because this was shot at a different location.
Which would have been better. Gym. Holy shit. This place probably looked nice. And they jumped, or Vanity got in the way in some highlights. Father Time eventually counted the 1, 2, 3, but Black Steel Panther, they show Black Steel Tiger getting off one move. Mm-hmm. And the rest was Johnny just taking it to him. And then I started liking Johnny. I was like, oh, this is cool. I know this guy's a main player. They get him his own little thing. I don't know too much about him, but I do like this, where he's in highlight form or whatever they want to call it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a little weird. So don't know what they were trying to do. If they were trying to do like a promo vignette for Johnny Roulette, and they just used this match instead of maybe, you know, using parts of like all of his matches, or maybe they didn't have enough footage. So I wasn't quite sure what they were trying to do here. So maybe if we swing back around to them again, maybe if they are doing these promos, maybe they'll have footage from multiple matches they'll do with their wrestlers, and especially with Johnny Roulette.
Yeah. Okay. And then now, and that was, the end of that episode.
Yeah.
Episode one. We're going to move into episode two, same opening, same venue. And we had.
And the same.
Same. Yeah.
Messing up again.
I don't know who this guy or what this guy was, but was he in MIA?
That's MIA was his name.
Yeah, but the announcer announced like something totally different. I didn't even write this down.
Right, yeah, I didn't either, because shortly after that, I thought I heard the announcer say something to the effect of, do I have the wrong sheet, or something like that, and I'm like, oh my god, so I was like, was this a gimmick with this announcer, or is this something they're doing, or are they just totally unprepared? Not sure. So I'm not sure about that. About what's going on with the announcer, but we might have a little bit of good news, a little foreshadowing about the announcer in the next match. So, but yeah, we'll see.
But this MIA guy's pretty big.
He's very tall.
Yeah, but the little Black Steel Tiger is kind of a shorter guy. He was much shorter than Roulette, and Vanity was just as tall as Roulette. So it's still the. This Mr. Steel Tiger is, I guess, a shorter guy. But this is nothing.
So one thing I noticed as MIA and the, with the graphics and the BS Tiger, they didn't even spell it out on the graphic, said the Revolution, which actually is kind of their, what they're calling their show, GXW. Revolution. So that was actually, in my opinion, kind of misplaced. It shouldn't be on the graphics of the wrestler. Instead, you know, put it, you know, in the video as a bug or something, you know, the proverbial bug of the show. So I thought that was kind of misplaced, because when you put it in a wrestler, you kind of give it the impression that they're in a faction and not the name of the wrestling promotion or promotion series of shows. So thought that was very well misplaced.
Yeah, it's goofy like that, but
yeah,
it's all good. This match, This whole episode bored the hell out of me.
Yeah, it was. It was tough. And it could have been because, you know, maybe they're doing the same thing as a lot of promotions doing. They're trying to record enough for like three shows worth. And sometimes the middle show kind of gets neglected, I think, what they're filming in the middle. You know, I hate to harp on my local promotion, Rocky Mountain Pro, but I think sometimes that happens too with them. The middle shows get a little less love.
Oh yeah,
and,
yeah.
And so they always want to start off the crowd with a good match and then pump them up for the last match, so you get that crowd reaction. So that could be what this particular episode was suffering from.
And then we're just gonna roll into the finish.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's kind of boring, quick match. Yeah.
Where the hell did I have that? Oh, right here. MMA is going for a fall away slam on the BS Tiger. Bullshit Tiger. Yeah. And then I guess he somehow, some way, flips that into a pinning maneuver, and the BS wins.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing exciting about the match. No. It was just, it was what it was.
Yeah. And then we go backstage, where we get to
Bill Collier?
Bill Collier and the other guy, I didn't get his name. He didn't say his name.
I got it from their website. It's, Corey Bush.
Okay. And he confronts him as if Corey Bush is supposed to be, what's his name? Bray Wyatt. And he's talking about followers and the darkness, right, and not being afraid and other stuff. And yeah, then, but Bill Kartner was sitting down and he stands up and he's towering over this guy. I'm like, dude, right, no, you should have had him sit down.
Bill Collier kind of reminds me of, Big Cass from WWE a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. He did have that look.
Yeah.
A little bit more filled out, but yeah.
Yeah. And, I loved the cliche that, they used in this backstage promo about don't stand on the tracks when a train's coming through. I love that. You know, especially it was in kind of one of my favorite, baseball movies, in the Major League series. Even though it's kind of hard for me now to watch a little, you know, rabbit hole here. We're going to go down a little hard for me to watch now. Since my Cubs beat the Cleveland Indians in the World Series, this past World Series. But, you know, maybe in a little bit of time I can actually go rewatch those when I get a chance. But, you know, I'd love that cliche because that was used, I think, in the second movie. So, but yeah, I love that cliche.
Okay, and then we had match number two. Big time, Bill Kartner versus Bobby the Body.
Bobby the Body Shields. Yep, they did mention that eventually. The commentators did eventually mention that in the match. So I was like, oh, got to add that in there. Got to add their nickname.
Okay, Bobby the Body. Okay,
he was okay. He wasn't huge, but you know, he well defined for as big as he was.
Yeah. And then they had a match. So I don't know. And this was for in a tournament. So whoever won this gets to go moves on into the tournament for the vacant world title. I think all their belts are vacant. I don't know.
Could be that they're just starting or, you know, it was kind of hard to say, but, they did start off this match. They swapped out their ring announcer. Woo! And he did a much better job.
Well, and he got the easiest part now. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't know. This match was even boringer. It basically did the same match again, a bigger guy versus a shorter guy. Bobby the Body wasn't, I think, big time was big. He was a taller, much taller. So Bobby the Body was, you know, probably a little taller than average height, but he was getting towered over.
Yep.
The crowd didn't like this match.
No, they did not. We had just to kind of catch us up here. We had referee Bill in there. They crowd called the match boring, and the commentators caught up on that, and they said, well, if domination is boring, call it what you want. And it's like, oh, give some heat to the crowd.
Yeah. Well, crowd, I can't. Well, they probably could hear you because all the mics were messed up. So,
yeah. But there was a lot of back and forth in this match. Nothing outstanding or extremely noticeable. So it was just kind of your normal wrestling match. You have anything else to say about this particular match?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So we got the finish. We had Shields going for a small package roll up. But Collier kicked out of it and then hit Shield with a very... This was the best part of the match, actually, in my opinion. Not just because it was a finish, but it was a very nasty punch. And just knocked Bobby the Body Shields just out. And then he pins him for the win. So, I mean, it was nasty. It wasn't a Superman punch, but it just was... Pretty, it looked pretty stiff in my opinion, but oh, it was nasty looking.
Yeah, so he broke his shields.
Yeah, he broke his shields, broke the shield down.
Oh, but I don't know what to say about this promotion. I'm going into my grade right now. No more of this because I'm completely the first episode was great. Technical difficulties aside, it was pretty good. They had they pulled out their big name of all the names they were showing on the vignette. They pulled out Mickie James, and then from there it just went. All in all, the little vignette music video was cool, but after that it went all downhill. So I want to give them a high grade, but I'm rolling with a 4.
Yeah, it was tough. I totally agree. They shot off their load quickly with their big draw. Like I said, maybe because this was kind of in the middle of their recording that it just these matches just kind of suffered. So yeah, collectively, if we had to just rate the first match, I would have gave that probably a 9. But then if we're putting them all together, it's kind of dropped me down to probably, I'm going to put them right down the middle, right down 5, because it was tough to watch. So we got a little growing pains. The ring where the wrestlers came out, I thought was very good. They did give it some effort. I did like that. So that was good. I like seeing some of these promotions try to get a little effort into the ring instead of just having people walk out of the cafeteria or something, you know. But you know, so I thought that was good. They had that kind of going for them, even though they did focus in a little too much, even when they were coming in the ring area. You know, that's when they can go ahead and focus out, frame that whole entrance way, you know. Somebody put a couple minutes into putting that up, so give them the credit where credit is due, you know, when it comes to that. So, but like I said, yeah, probably straight down the middle. Give them a 5. A lot of things they can definitely work on. So, and you know, just like we were mentioned before with Fully Loaded Wrestling, looks like this promotion is ongoing. So they are current. They got a lot of events. Looks like coming up. So. It'd be interesting to see when we swing it around again to them, if we do, so.
Oh, okay, and then, I wonder what we're going to watch next on What's on Fight. What's next?
What are we going to watch next? Well, I think we might want to. We're going to actually give people a little bit of a Christmas present. I think we are going to watch the most recent episode of Ring of Honor that was premiered this past Monday. It was actually Women of Honor. It's a Ring of Honor episode 273. Kind of a little bit of suggestion from our Trending Topics Networks family and All Week Wrestling and Review family as well. So I think we're going to give everybody a little bit of a Christmas present. So if you want to watch along, give us your feedback. We would definitely love it. And of course, Ring of Honor is one of the big boys out there, as you can say. They're one of the most well-known promotions.
I want to say Ring of Honor is probably the number one promotion on this, on the Fight app.
Definitely. Yeah, I think they're probably the most watched just because, you know, people can watch TNA or, please God, if I had one wish this Christmas season, TNA, when it comes January 1, please rebrand. You've been using the Impact Wrestling, but you're still calling yourself TNA. Just cut TNA out and just call yourself Impact Wrestling. Just sounds so much better. Especially when you tell, I'll watch TNA Wrestling. Well, is that, is that TNA Wrestling? You know, no, it's real wrestling. You know, they just need to rebrand.
Yeah.
So, and just my opinion, so.
Yeah. And, so that's going to be our first ever requested show that we're going to do.
Right.
And then, give a little bit of a news out. We had another requested show. It's a ICW.
Right.
We're going to review that one. We don't know which episode yet, and I believe this is probably in the top five of shows on the Fight app. So we're getting a lot of requests in, so get your requests in as well.
Yeah, and if you're watching along, like I said, send us a tweet, send us an email. You can send us an email or a tweet at What's On Fight or whatsonfight@gmail.com. And if we get them, we'll read them on the show next week.
Yes, most definitely. And I already watched that Women of Honor, not knowing that we're really going to do that one. And it was good. Very good episode.
Yeah, well, it was promoted because it did premiere, like I said, this past Monday as the time that we are recording this. So probably a lot of people watched it just because it was there very well highlighted, you know, saying what's new. And with, like you said, with them being one of the higher promotions and probably, and I totally agree, they're probably the number one promotion that's watched on Fight TV, that a lot of people have probably watched it. So,
and
we are too.
Oh, but it looks like I am done with the G0 wrestling.
GXW, Ground Zero Wrestling.
I was going to damn near give them a zero, but Renee was a little too hot for me not to give them a zero. And
yeah, and then for me, of course, Mickey's Bootay. So, yeah. So other than that, before we get out of here, how can people get a hold of you personally if they would like to?
It is easy, simple. I am on Twitter. It is FinFishSCU on the Twitter. And how will you find the fourth row?
The fourth row can be found at Mr. Fourth Row. That Mr. spelled out, a 4 and TH in the middle there, and also at Gmail as well. So that's how you get a hold of us. And, you know, if you like what you hear on this show, the part of the network that we podcast network belong to, the Trending Topics Network, has a lot of great other shows that you can listen to as well.
Especially Lou Chat, the podcast that chats all about Lucha Underground. That is my show. So
your other show.
Yes. Where I chat all about Lucha Underground and the Vegas scene. And I interview the Lucha Underground stars. So, and if that doesn't fill you up with all the wrestling, we have WrestleCast. You know, they talk about the big boys of wrestling.
Yep, they're the promotion that what is their catchphrase? A serious discussion about the non-serious world of wrestling. Hey, I hope I got that right.
Yeah, that is right. European Uppercut Podcast, European Perspective of American Pro Wrestling. I don't think that's their catchphrase, but I always say that about them.
Which yeah, I don't think they have one. They kind of just do their thing. But I love those guys too, yeah, as well. So, and then we also have the Spanish Announce Table, Captain Awesome and T Mac, funny guys.
Yeah, right.
They're on that show.
The NFL is very hot because my first place team, the New England Patriots, are.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They're coming to Denver this weekend.
So, I know.
And it's a very important game for Denver, especially since the Broncos became the Donkeys this past weekend and lost to lost to Tennessee.
So, yeah, that's going to be – yeah, they need the win.
Yep.
But if you want to figure all that out, it's easy. Just go to NFL Easy Picks. The CFL Easy Picks had their closing episode of the CFL season.
Yep.
So, you know, check those guys out. We have other shows that don't pertain to wrestling, which is great as well.
Yep. We have Legends on Siren. Great. I like I said, I do listen to all these shows. I love listening to this because it's a little bit different. You know, it's a lot about music and music history. Same thing with the Eurovision Showcase. They talk about the entrance for the Eurovision Showcase contest. I like that. And there's many, many other shows like All Beer Inside on the Trending Topics Network and so much more. We even hear rumors that there's going to be a Old School at the Movies episode before the year is up. So I'd love to hear that too, especially movie season here down around Christmas is now going to be, I think, going to be Star Wars season, because last year there was the Star Wars movie, and this year's the new one. I already got my tickets to go see it on Friday. Are you interested in watching Star Wars movies?
I've seen the last one, the one Force that happened Awakens. Last year. The Force Awakens, I thought it was awesome.
Yep.
The lead character, or one of the lead characters, was named Finn, a black guy, so
yeah,
that hooked me automatically. This next one, I'm not gonna run to the theaters to watch it.
It's a standalone, so people need to kind of understand that it's kind of a standalone, semi sequel to Episode 4, which is the first movie that was chronologically released back when I was definitely much, much younger.
Many moons ago, right?
Many moons ago. Is that a moon? That's no moon.
But looks like I am actually done fighting with this episode. How about you? What do we got?
Yeah, that's me as well. That's all that I have to fight about. So that's all we have to fight about this week. So until next week or next episode, fight on.
All right.
Hardcore Country! Hey, hey, can't you see?
I'm a rockin' Southern girl running wild and free.
Hey, I'm walking through the door.
High class style country to the core. I'm not the kind of girl that ever gives up. If anybody tries to bring me down, they'll be picking themselves up off the ground. 'Cause my rhinestone blue Casey boots will kick your ass back to its roots.
Hardcore country.
Backwoods or uptown.
Hardcore country.
Rocking your world with a thrillbilly sound. Heels and stones. Junior and Joe. I could be a bad dream or your fantasy. Try to bring me down to your white trash level, and you'll find yourself dancing with the devil. Ha ha ha.